This is Twit.
So, it's not crucial unless you happen to be a human rights activist, attorney, like person who might be subject to targeted attacks. But what came to light is that there was a flaw in all mobile versions of WhatsApp for both Android and iOS, both the standard and the business editions, as well as the Windows phone, which leveraged a buffer overflow in the VoIP, the voice over IP protocol stack, which allowed a remote code execution when specially crafted packets were received by the WhatsApp app. And what this meant was that even without answering your phone, a remote code execution vulnerability could be leveraged to install, and it was being used to install, some very potent spyware known as Pegasus, which is produced by an Israeli, I guess I don't want to call it a malware maker. It's the NSO group that was just purchased for $1 billion. So whoa, they're a legitimate organization. They sell their stuff, they say, only to legitimate law enforcement agencies. Yet some of their attacks have been spotted being misused. That is, being used for purposes that they claim they would not sanction. On the other hand, you wonder whether an organization like this doesn't probably look the other way and say, well, you know, they told us they wouldn't do that. Anyway, there are updates to WhatsApp. This came to light last Friday, and the communications from WhatsApp and Facebook has been a little bit confused and muddled. There was some statement that said that it was fixed on Friday, but then another group within Facebook said that they changed the WhatsApp servers to mitigate this on Friday, but that just yesterday there was a new release for all of the WhatsApp's code across the board. So anyway, it's good that this was found. Until we don't know how long it has been there and who has been a victim, but it did let me know that there are 1.5 billion instances, 1.5 billion installs. Oh, and I meant to say, you do not even need to answer the incoming call. So the idea would be that the perp can target you by your WhatsApp, and you don't even have to be there. They're able to turn on the camera, rummage through your device, listen to what's going on. I mean, basically, it's installing this Pegasus advanced system penetration malware, which is able to jailbreak and or root any targeted mobile device. So that's been shut down. We don't know what other tricks these people have up their sleeve. It always seems that, you know, as many of these things as we foreclose, new ones are being found. But at least this is one fewer that is in operation.